I.
You don't go back to 1985 when you were born, did you?
No. No, no, I was born a little before 85.
Oh, really?
I even was out of college before 85. Oh, long before.
You get around.
Yeah.
We'll call the meeting to order and roll call, please, Pat.
Harlow?
Here.
Kubish?
Here.
McClory?
Here.
Reynolds?
Here.
Okay. Yeah. What do you say about Lynn? Or is he just gone?
He resigned back in September, so okay. We have a vacancy at this point.
Okay.
Did he move?
Yes.
Where did he move?
Florida.
Florida. I can't imagine that. But
poor guy.
I think he said his wife was tired of winter.
Mm-hmm. I just got back from Florida. It's hot down there.
Too hot for me. I've never
It's like 88 to 90 now down there.
Next item of business is approval of minutes for the 11th September of 2018 meeting.
That was last year.
Yeah. A copy of which you all have. Is there any additions or corrections?
Move
through. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Is there anyone here that wishes to comment on non-agenda items? Okay. Any correspondence, Pat?
Not this time, no.
Okay. The next item is a new business, a variance request for 413 Bay Street, and at this point we'll open the public hearing. And Pat, do you want to run through anything?
I can give a bit of background on the request, and we do also have Eric Render, the contractor developer, here in the audience as well, so we can turn it over to him shortly. Just a bit of background on the parcel itself. As you mentioned, 413 Bay Street, it is located in the Waterfront Residential District. The parcel is currently vacant, bounded by Bay Street to the north, Lake Charlevoix to the south, and then the adjacent properties are also zoned in the Waterfront Residential District. As you're aware, the Waterfront Residential District requires a 15-foot setback from the rear lot line. The application shows a request for a 10-foot rear yard setback or 5 feet of relief from the required 15. Following review, we did find four relevant ZBA cases on Bay Street specific related to the request in the immediate vicinity. Most recently at 409, which is immediately adjacent to the east, and that was discussed in those 2018 minutes from September of last year. Additionally, at 545 Bay Street and 549 Bay Street. Also, you may recall 541 Bay Street, which is under construction currently, a bit further to the west than the parcel in question currently. Similarly to some of the others on Bay Street, topography of the property is steep on the northern half, sloping from north to south, and then getting a bit more gradual as you get closer to the lake. There was a home on the property demolished in May of 2017, following the parcel was reconfigured to its current dimensions, and then the existing access driveway from Bay Street was left in place and is shown on the updated photos that were provided. In summary, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 15-foot rear yard setback. Did enclose the ZBA application and area map, as well as development plans provided by the applicant. And again, Mr. Render is here to answer questions along the same.
Okay. Mr. Render, would you care to speak?
Sure. Virtually identical conditions on this parcel as 409 Bay Street when I came to see this board in September of last year. However, this lot is a little bit deeper, so we didn't need to ask for as much relief. but essentially the same circumstances.
Okay.
Was 409 split?
That was the other half of the same parcel. Half. Yes, sir.
And it will be built on and be a principal residence
as far as I understand. Yes.
Has the construction started on that parcel?
On 409 or 413?
409.
409 has not.
Any other questions for Mr. Render? Am I saying that right?
Yes. Render? Yes, sir.
Okay. That being said, I guess we'll close the public hearing. We'll go to general findings of fact, which is very near the back of your packet. The property is owned by Kurt and Bridget Anthony. The property ID number is 15-051-171-003-10. The property is in the waterfront residential district. Access to the property is provided by Bay Street, which is a public road that bounds the north side of the parcel. Adjacent properties to the north, east, and west are zoned waterfront residential district. Lake Charlevoix bounds the parcel to the south. The property is not irregularly shaped. The topography of the property is steep on the northern half of the property, sloping from the north to south and gradually sloping on the southern half towards the lakeshore. Someday I'll learn to talk. The property is approximately 12,394 square feet in size. Minimum lot area in the waterfront residential district is 5,445 square feet. Any comments on the general findings of fact? Okay, moving on to findings of facts under section 24.8, non-use variances. In hearing and deciding appeals for variances, the board shall adhere to the following criteria in determining whether or not practical difficulties and or unnecessary hardships exist. 1. Requiring the owner to comply with the regulations governing area, setback, frontage, height, bulk, density, or other non-use requirements would unreasonably prevent the owner from using the property for a permitted purpose or would render conformity with such regulations unnecessarily burdensome. Comments?
So your reason for asking for the change in the setback is because you want the more waterfront area, or what?
No, really the depth of the home. I think the driving factor is the width of the right-of-way, and the way that the right-of-way is justified on Bay Street itself really limits, I don't believe we can go any closer to the lake than we are, so the depth of the home from north to south pushes us into the Bay Street right-of-way, or the rear yard setback.
It's a required 35-foot setback from the ordinary high water mark. So that wouldn't change regardless. So you'd be a minimum 35 from there.
Okay, so you have a minimum 35, and the only way to conform with the with what the property is set up for, you would have to just reduce the size of the house somewhat.
Correct. Yeah. And it's already fairly narrow. I mean, it's not a huge home.
Right. Okay.
Now that we're down here, well, I guess we can note it here, that if I remember correctly, Bay Street is located to the far north of its right-of-way.
Right, which pushes that right-of-way all the way to the south and creates my hardship.
So I guess I would like that to go in there. So it will, as if the variance is permitted, it will still appear to have, maybe the right word is, more setback from the road than is normal in that area.
Correct.
Because part, you know, a good share of the road right away will be left open.
Yeah, if the road right away were centered on the road, I wouldn't be sitting here. I mean, the home would conform, or the lot would conform with the current setbacks. Right.
But apparently when Bay Street was made, they went for the cheapest route, which was to stay on top of the bank. So,
is the new home to be constructed elevated from the present, the footprint of the house that was demolished?
Correct, yes.
So it will be up closer to, if not at the road?
Much closer to the road, yeah. The basement level is at current grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Main floor is, you know, 11 feet higher than current grade. And it's about a 14 to 15 foot grade change up to Bay Street. Bay Street does rise the further west you get.
Yeah.
But on average, I mean, the main floor and drive would be, you know, way less steep than it is now to get down to the bottom of that lot.
There's no other way to solve it, is there?
Not really, no.
What is the setback requirement on from the lake?
35 from the ordinary high water mark, yes.
And the house is set back to 36 on.
Yes, sir.
Does it obstruct the view of your neighbors at all, the new house?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't even know. Is there a blue house across the street?
I probably asked this question before when you were here last time.
Sure.
But the setback measurements are taken from the drip line?
Yes.
Okay. So does anybody have objection to the findings in number one if this variance is granted?
No.
I don't have any objection to making the first finding in favor of the applicant.
Okay. Well, I think at this point we just need consensus of the board. So, and I think we are in agreement here. So, okay. Number two, the variance granted is the smallest variance necessary to do substantial justice to the owner as well as to other property owners. And I guess my comment would be it doesn't look like they're trying to maximize what they could stuff into the piece of property.
Well, it looks pretty maxed out to me, maybe some corners. But that's still, it works.
There's quite a bit of frontage there.
Well, but I...
on that lot.
My comment relates to
the
north-south
mm-hmm.
orientation. So, does anyone have any objections if the variance is granted to number two in the findings of fact?
No.
No.
John?
No problem here.
No problem here either. Variance can be granted in such a fashion that the spirit of the ordinance will be observed and public safety and welfare secured. I guess I would say that that was taken somewhat into consideration when they did the planning for this house. Anybody else?
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
The need for the variance is not self-created, and I don't think the Anthony's made the lot, so.
No, the owner of 409 did the split.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, the topography and physical characteristics of the lot is not results of something they did. The need for the variance is due to the unique circumstances of the property itself and not due to general conditions in the area or circumstances related to the owner personally or others residing on the property. And
no problem.
No problem.
Okay, the board shall grant no variance if it finds the application does not meet all the above criteria for determining whether or not practical difficulty and or unnecessary hardships exist. Any more board discussion?
Your hardship comes from the property itself, not from us. That's a tough one.
Would someone care to make a motion?
I'll make the motion that we grant the variance as presented.
Second it.
Any discussion on the motion?
Let me just ask Patrick a question. To your knowledge, is this the last lot that has these issues along that row, or will there be anything else that...
It's the last vacant lot that I'm aware of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think there are still a couple of old cottages down in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is one additional vacant next to 541, which is under construction right now, and that has a for development sign out at the moment, but that's another situation where a home was removed and created a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm.
Will this be the principal residence of the applicant?
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. No discussion. Roll call, please, Pat.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Kubish?
Yes.
McClory?
Yes.
Reynolds?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The next order of business is election of officers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming and presenting it.
I can give just a brief synopsis, but essentially we're looking at our annual meeting in May. So taking a look at terms to expire this year, September of 2019, we have both Pat Kubish and Roger Reynolds set to expire then. So we would need a motion of approval for those terms, assuming you're looking to stay on.
I'll stay.
That I will too.
Say it again.
I'll stay.
You'll stay. Yes. We're not playing poker.
I'd raise if we were playing poker.
And if you'll have me, I'll set for another term.
I'll make that a motion that the terms of Pat Kubish and Roger Reynolds be recommended, or that we recommend to the commission that their terms be extended for another
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a second to that?
Second for me.
Roll call, please, Pat.
McClory?
Yes.
Reynolds?
Yes.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Kubish?
Yes.
Secondly, we have, again, being the annual meeting, election of officers, and I apologize, there is no secretary to elect, if I'm understanding correctly, so we're just looking at chair and vice chair. The current slate with Pat Kubish as chair, vice chair, Bob Carlisle, and we would need a motion for those officers or if there are going to be changes.
You happy with the current state of affairs?
I am.
I'll make a motion that we install Pat as the president and Bob as the vice chair for the next year.
But I think we should have term limits for Pat. 40 years is max.
I think I'm past that even.
No, you're not. You're 38.
All right. Is there a second for John's motion?
Second.
All roll call, please, Pat.
Carlisle.
Yes.
Kubish.
Yes.
McClory.
Yes.
Reynolds.
Yes.
And finally, just the calendar for the coming year. I did take the opportunity to extend it to May of 2020 in case we are light on meetings. That way we extend into the coming year rather than ending it in January. So if that's acceptable, we can move forward. If there are any changes, we can certainly look at those as well.
I don't see any glaring conflicts.
We traditionally worked around the 4th of July, if mm-hmm. I remember.
Right, and it appears that the calendar does it for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you gone July and August again?
Well, I'm only going to be gone July this year, so.
Okay.
If nobody has any objections to the calendar, do we have a motion for approval?
So moved.
The second?
Good.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Recommendation for Zoning Board of Appeals appointment.
And I can give a bit of background on that as well. As you're aware, with Lynn Murray resigning this past September, we have a vacancy currently on the ZBA for a term ending on September 1 of 2021. As far as the process, procedures for appointments to the ZBA, as stated in the bylaws, are subject to approval by a majority vote of the members of the legislative body. In accordance with past practice, the ZBA makes recommendations on appointments to the City Commission, and we had one applicant, Monica Ross, who's in the audience tonight for the vacancy, who was invited to come speak. Certainly, any questions, I think we can open that up, but we do have one application for the vacancy.
Weren't exactly flooded with applicants, man.
You're a tough group to work for.
We typically take a look back through what's available, and if someone checked the box for ZBA, then that's somebody that we would offer to come in and discuss. So,
in the past, we've literally had to go out and turn over rocks to
find
people.
We had a couple of extras, but they were already appointed to other boards.
Right.
They got to them before we did.
Maybe we should raise our salaries a little bit so people would be more interested. It's a possibility.
That's a question. Double. Question for a different
board. I'll make that motion.
Quadruple our salaries. Okay, that'll do it. That'll get them in here.
Is there any further discussion?
This goes to the commission tonight?
It will go to the commission
next month.
No, it will be their next meeting, which is
next week.
Right, next week. So it'll be in their agenda packets. So.
Welcome, Monica.
Thank you, Beth.
Well,
welcome, mind you, you get a lot of visibility.
Probably ought to make a motion,
mm-hmm.
and I'll make that motion that we recommend Monica Ross to the City Commission.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, nothing under old business.
I may have missed it, but I noticed when I was looking at the findings on the minutes for the last meeting, I noticed a typographical error
okay.
under roll call. Reynolds is noted as being present and absent.
Exactly, and absent. You're right. Okay, thank you.
Probably Murray.
I was present.
Since he made the motion.
Yeah, exactly.
You lawyers are really nitpicky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goes with the territory, right, John? Don't have any old business, don't have any officers' boards or standing commission. Commissioners have any comments, questions? Next regularly scheduled meeting is June 4th of 2019.
As of right now, nothing on the docket for a variance request, but we'll see as time moves.
Is there some stuff kind of kicking around?
Well, 409 would need to come back because they didn't act on the last one, but that remains to be seen. So I don't know. I would expect that at some point, but I don't know that they'll be back in June.
Do you think this board will see any action on either of the two proposals here on Lake Street?
I'm not aware of anything that would be required currently.
Okay. I'm glad of that, I guess. I've, in a sense, had enough of, I keep thinking about when they were trying to develop what is now the city property down there, across from the grocery store. And don't care to go through those meetings again. Someone care to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
So there you have it.